I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today that the United States is giving $25 million this year to help dissidents get around internet repression by autocratic regimes. But she said that government's misuse of the internet is only a symptom.
Iran isn't awful because the authorities used Facebook to shadow and capture members of the opposition. Iran is awful because it is a government that routinely violates the rights of its people.
That's Secretary Clinton earlier today. Thousands turned out in Tehran yesterday to protest their government. Nikahan Kosar is an Iranian cartoonist in Washington. He moderates an online news site for Iranians who are in and outside of Iran. He has praise for another State Department initiative, a new Twitter feed in Farsi.
That's possibly wouldn't help exactly those people on the streets, but it's very encouraging, and it shows the online activists inside and outside Iran that somebody is actually caring for what they're doing, and it's very symbolic. Many people in Iran are connected through Facebook, and they would like to actually post news materials, videos, and everything that they get on Facebook to share. So there could be a lot of internet sources or internet material that it could really help people inside Iran. Like, for instance, yesterday I got three videos from one of the demonstrators and posted it possibly just half an hour after he had just shot those videos. And by that, so many people could see what was happening on the streets of Tehran, but through the website that I was working on it in the States. And those people were in Iran, so it's a very weird connection, and it's working, actually. But we have to find better ways to empower the people who are under a lot of pressure inside Iran because of firewalls and also being tracked by the Revolutionary Guards and the Ministry of Intelligence.
And in terms of the Iranian government itself, does it use social networking tools, Facebook, Twitter, to its own end?
We've had reports that many members of the Basij, or the volunteer militia, and also the Revolutionary Guards are using fake names and appearing on Facebook, becoming members of different fan pages or becoming friends with activists. And they try to actually give false information and even sometimes discourage people from going and acting on the streets or performing what they want to do, or even they try to crack down smaller networks by entering these, I call them viruses, human viruses.
Did any of that happen yesterday, preceding or during the protests yesterday?
I'm not sure about that still, but when I was posting a few notes on Facebook, I got a few comments from members, and they didn't sound right. I felt that one of those people was trying to say that nothing has happened on the streets and people are just listening to the wrong wave. I just cut the guy off because I was actually witnessing what was happening through reliable sources. So I found out that these guys are really active in trying to discourage people.
Can you tell who's one step ahead, the government or the dissidents, the protesters?
There are times that, let's say, the activists are saying that we're going to have this action next week on that very specific time, so then the government would be ahead. But on the other hand, when people are using fake identities, pseudonyms, and the government cannot detect who's who, it's working in a way. There are problems for many activists in Iran, and they believe that probably the American government or other governments can help them pass through these firewalls and be protected from these human viruses or these hackers working for the government.
All right, thank you very much. Nikahan Kosar, an Iranian cartoonist and editor. He moderates the website hadnavis.org. We'll make a link on our website, theworld.org. Thank you very much. And by the way, we also have a few of your own cartoons up there as well.
Thanks.